Yesterday, Raven, I jokingly said that Tupperware parties were the gateway drug to people selling all this stuff all over social media now.
I mean, it's not like you were totally wrong.
Right. Liz Dederer is the CEO of Selling with Service and the founder of Sales School for Entrepreneurs. You can visit her online at sellingwithservice.com. Liz, everybody's selling something nowadays. Now it's the new leggings with the crop tops. The essential oils is the OG. There's the protein powder that might be keto and the Color Street nail things. Like every day it's something different that I'm being pushed to buy. And I'm wondering, are these people making any money?
Does it ever work?
Well, I mean, anything is going to work to the degree that you work it, right? Tupperware parties, network marketing, MLMs, whatever you want to call them, are the gateway drug to entrepreneurialism. I think there's a lot of validity to it, but if you buy into the belief that there's an easy button or the lifestyle or if I sign up, then I'll make money, you're not going to make any money. But if you recognize that it's actually a very viable business in a box, that could be your education. That could be the foundation for learning some really necessary life skills. Do people make money? The stats say that less than 2% of all people in network marketing actually earn a livable income.
Whoa.
That's the beauty of the pyramid. There's only room for a couple on top, Anna Zapp.
Yeah.
There is room at the top for a couple, but the problem is at the bottom, people are so looped into that vision at the top of the lifestyle that they kind of prematurely get on social and start touting the lifestyle dream before they've actually done any of the work.
Hmm. Liz, isn't that the thing that lures people in too, though, at the same time that makes the business itself a success?
Absolutely. And that's where it's the entrepreneurial kind of gateway drug, right? It definitely is, because it lures you out of the 9-to-5. It lures you out of the box that we've been conditioned to step into. And it's like, oh, maybe it could be different over here.
Isn't it, you know, part of it too, when you're working a business like this, you learn those hard lessons because you invest, you come in for a certain amount. Yeah, you think you're getting some things for free, but you have an expenditure at the front side. And then you realize the profit margin is not quite what I realize. And I just won't be taking tomorrow off. That loss teaches you a lot about business for your next venture.
If you're willing to learn it, that's the key.
So I've always, this is one of those things that I just look at it and I go, I don't understand how so many people do this. And they really, truly believe like this is going to be the way that they make a lot of money. Like I have friends that have left their high paying jobs because they wanted to spend more time with the kids. And don't get me wrong, that is admirable. And, as a mom, I know what that feels like. But I still have to pay my mortgage at the end of the month. So if the chances are so slim, why is it so appealing to so many people?
Why do people buy lottery tickets? You can't really dream if you don't do something. But I'm going to play the flip side of the coin, which is network marketing is what got me out of corporate. It was a business model that I was able to learn some foundational skills through, and I ultimately transitioned into the business that I have now, running the Sales School for Entrepreneurs, which is not attached to any network marketing company, but it taught me the core lessons of things that I wasn't going to learn anywhere else. It does teach you the foundational skills. I have a girlfriend who's making close to $80,000 a month.
What does she sell? Does she sell the nail things? Did she sell the nail stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to steal it.
How about that lipstick that never comes off? What is it? What do I got to sell? $80,000 a month.
Snake oil. It's the snake oil. She's got the latest one.
They're all snake oil.
The cream that I put on, it takes the makeup right off my eyes. The leggings. Yep. What the
She's
heck
not
is gonna
it? Tell you.
I love it. If you want to visit Liz online and figure out how you can do this for yourself, check out the Sales School for Entrepreneurs. You can go to sellingwithservice.com. Liz Dederer, thank you so much.